Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. We are glad to have you guys with us in the house tonight. We have today, this morning, whatever time it is. I get confused at what time it is, Don.
Doesn't matter.
You're here.
I'm here.
Jack is on the board. We have Ava's out still, but things are going well with the baby, so we wish her nothing but the best of luck there. We have got a jam-packed show today. We're going to be talking a little bit about some bass fishing. We're going to cover the gamut. We're going to talk a little bit about some fish kill that went on in Wisconsin and something that went on in New York that I think muskie people are going to be really interested in. So we're covering the expanses of the globe to give you the best info. So hang tight. More coming right up.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Back at it, Don.
Back at it, yeah.
Yeah, you had a little adventure north, I think, didn't you?
And I will call it an adventure. Have you ever been up that trail up to Canada on the North Shore? You go up to Thunder Bay and north of Thunder Bay?
Been all the way up to Thunder Bay and have not crossed over.
Okay. I'll tell you, the scenery is amazing.
Oh, the North Shore.
It even gets better past Grand Portage.
Yeah.
On the way to Thunder Bay and past that. I had no idea the terrain was like that.
It's pretty extreme.
Yeah, there's some rock walls on the way up there that were, there's some poor guy hanging on the side there. I hope he gets down.
Did a little rock climbing.
Yeah.
Ice climbing in winter. It's pretty crazy up there.
Yeah, well, I bet it is.
They do a lot of that.
Yeah, we had an adventure. You know, it was a flyout type trip, and I'm not going to mention where we went. But, you know, one of the things that we did learn is it's very important to get the details and some of the things that you might take for granted, like I did.
So this is for future safety tips for future trips you're planning.
Right.
Right? So everybody, get your notepaper out, notepads, pen, paper. From what I heard, you're really going to want to write these down. I'm not joking. You're going to write these down because they will be important. So go.
Well, most importantly is, you know, when you look on a website and you see solar powered or solar powered lights, I would verify exactly what they mean by that. The trip we were on, we had a couple of gentlemen that needed CPAPs. And what we found out was the solar power was for two LED light bulbs. And, you know, I don't know if the system needed some maintenance or what, but we found ourselves in the dark quite a bit, so to speak.
So it forced you to go to bed early?
Well, it forced you to wear headlamps if you wanted to, you know, pour yourself a glass of milk.
Or play cards.
I found myself eating with a headlamp on.
So another one, ask a question about the amenities.
Right.
And if it says something with solar power, understand that like in Texas and everywhere else, solar power doesn't really work unless the sun is out. And it's not going to generally give you the same amount of power you're going to get somewhere else by plugging into a wall.
50% of our days was cloudy.
Okay.
Guess what happens?
Nothing. Gotcha.
Okay.
Right. That's another number one.
Another thing you want to check on is the availability of water. Now, you think that's hard to believe. Now, back in the day, we used to just shower in the lake, right? At my age, that isn't working anymore. So we literally had a limited amount of water to if you want to shower, but you could make it hot or cold, whatever you want. But you got 2 gallons, so it's quick. So you do the old military shower.
I got you.
Unless you're the first person in the shower, like me, you don't realize that. And 2 gallons is gone in a hurry. Got it?
Then you got soap residue. Gotcha.
You can have, yes.
Okay.
Or you wait.
So that's number two. Make sure you understand what
check
the water scenario is.
You know, what you're going to fish out of your boats. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they're quality boats with seats. Now, I did verify that we had seats, but it was like sitting on top of a basketball. You know, you're just wobbling all over the place. And you could only handle about 4 to 5 hours in the boat. Your back was killing you so bad.
So what they call that is a multi-directional, swiveling, angular chair is what they would call that.
Yeah.
That's, you pay extra for that, Don.
Yes.
You really do. Because if it doesn't absorb a shock vertically, it'll do it laterally.
Man, it was. And trust me, I had the best seats out of all the boats.
Well, at the back
now,
the boats were.
Now, one of the fun things about going on a fly in, boats are usually small, mm-hmm. 12 or 14 footers with small motors. But, it's always nice to maybe ask what year are the boats, what year are the motors, so that you know.
This is big.
They were four stroke motors, or 9.9s that we had. They were on 14 foot boats. That about as wide as a canoe. So you didn't dare stand up in the boat. Now, keep in mind, I'm small, right? The gentleman that had the opportunity to fish with me was a little bigger than me. And you had to be really careful that way.
So Weebles wobble and they will fall down?
Yeah. So
okay, that's
But
that's
you know, the
four.
Positive thing about the whole thing, the fishing was amazing.
Regardless of everything else, well,
yeah, it kind of that kind of you kind of forgive some of the shortfalls when you get out on the water and you cannot find fish under 18-inch.
So the question that comes to mind, I think, from a lot of people's, they're listening to Canadian Trip, fly in. How are these resorts staying in business with COVID that just shut them down?
Well, the only thing I can think here is one of the issues that maybe some of these outfitters are running into right now is because they've had lack of business for two
traffic,
years,
right?
They're not putting money into the camps right now because they don't have the money to do so. So I didn't fault them for that. The gentleman that owned the camp was a wonderful person and host. And I mean, the only thing I asked is it's the only camp that I had ever been in that didn't have a backup generator.
Wow.
And he said, well, some people will bring their own generator. I said, I'm not packing a generator.
You have limited weight. Limited weight you can put on a fly in on a float plane.
Right, and then you pay for those.
So they're hanging on.
Yep.
It's thank goodness it's coming back.
Yep.
And obviously talking with Chris Grandrud from Rainey, his guide services picked up. I mean, it's jammed solid as it was before. So
sure.
Things are coming back, which is really. I would consider that a bonus, so that's always kind of cool.
And I'm going to be heading up to Lake of the Woods here not too far into the future, and I know the amount of complications that the outfitters have in Lake of the Woods with the high water, that and rainy, and we're probably going to see it in Canada too.
A lot of damage. So we'll tell you what, we're going to be coming back, and we are going to be talking about some money that people can get if they want to do a little bass fishing. One fish in particular, and a little bit more about what's going on in Wisconsin streams when we return. More Valley Outdoors.